First Corinthians chapter 7. Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, sex outside of marriage, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife does not have power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband does not have power over his own body, but the wife. Do not deprive one another sexually, except by mutual consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. And come tosh there again, that Satan not tempt you because of you our lack of self-control, but I sp eke this by permission and not of commandment, because I would desire that all men were even as I myself. But every man has his proper gift of God on after this manner, and another after hat. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they stay even as I. But if they cannot contain themselves, let them marry, because it is better to marry than to burn. And to married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. Do not let the wife depart from her husband, but if she departs, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And do no let the husband divorce his wife, but to the rest I speak not the Lord. If any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And the woman who has a husband who does not believe, and if he is willing to live with her, let her not leave because the unbelieving has and is sanctified, made holy by the wife, and the unbelieving with he is sanctified, made holy by the husband, else your children would be unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving departs, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. Because how do I know, wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how do you know, man, whether you shall save your wife? But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called every one, so let him walk. And so I ordain in all churches, is any man called being circumcised, let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcised, let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is no thing, and uncircumcision is not hing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man live E, in. The Sam. E, calling in. Which he was called. Are you called while being a servant? Do not worry about it. Boo, T. If you may be made free, do so because he W. Ho is call. Ed in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also, he who is CA led being free is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Do not be the servants of men, brother. S le T every man I N which H E is called live in T H at manner with God. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give E my judgment as one who has obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose therefore that this is good for T he PR assent distress. I say that it I S good F or A man to be so. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed for a wife? D. O not seek a wife. But and if you marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has N O T S I ned. Nevertheless, such shall H ave trouble in the flesh, but I would spare you. But this I say, brothers, the time is short. It rem ains that bought H those who have wives be as though they had none, and those who weep as though they did not. We P A N D those who rejoice as though they did not are rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use this world as not. Abusi Inch it because the form of this world passes away, but I would have you not be full of cares. H E who is unmarried care S for the things that belong to the Lord how he may please the Lord, but he who is married cares for the things the T are of the W world how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unma ride woman sa res for the T NGs of the Lord that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares for the things of the world ho W she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not the T I may cast a snare upon you be dud for that which is becoming, and that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. But if any man thinks that he behaves himself unbeko ming toward his virgin, if she is past the flower of her age and needs so require, let him do what he y l he does not sin. Let t them marry never the less he who stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity but has power over his o w n will and h as so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin does well. So then he who gives her I n m aria g e does well, but he we o does not give her in marriage does better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives. But if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wills, only in the Lord. But she is happier. If she so lives after my judgem, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God.